Welcome to On My Walk, the reading podcast that helps you to capture those aha moments from reading and apply them to your life and leadership. And today on my walk, I'm thinking about the virtue of idleness. Now, if that sounds strange, hang with me. This one is worth it. Normally, on my walk, I'm reading. In other words, I'm always listening to a book as I walk, usually early in the morning. But walking is not the only place that I quote-unquote read. I have many books that are going on at any given time in my life. I mean, currently, I'm reading a book by Juan Williams called Thurgood Marshall, American Revolutionary. I'm reading a book by Roy Peter Clark entitled Writing Tools. It's been extremely beneficial. I'm reading The Big Ego Trip by Glenn Harrison and 101 Famous Poems compiled by Roy J. Cook. Now, I picked this thing up at a used bookstore somewhere, and I keep it on the nightstand by my bed. So in some respects, this particular little aha moment comes not so much from on my walk, but from sitting on my bed reading before I go to bed at night. But that's a little bit beside the point. The point is that I picked it up and I read Sonnet on His Blindness by John Milton, and it just gripped me. If you're not familiar with Milton, he lived 1608 to 1674. To give you a little context, Oliver Cromwell, Galileo, they were a couple of his contemporaries. About John Milton, Milton is considered the most significant English author after Shakespeare. He was a genius. Milton, that is. Shakespeare, too, for that matter. But Milton was a genius. He was proficient. Get this. He was proficient in Latin, Greek, Hebrew, Spanish, Italian, and English. And he wrote poetry in Latin, Italian, and English. Milton wrote Paradise Lost, which is considered the greatest epic poem in English literature and one of the greatest epic poems in all of world literature. An amazing man, but he was also a man who understood grief. Milton had been married three times, his first two wives dying. He even lost one or two children to death, so he was not unfamiliar with grief and hardship and difficulty. And he was a guy that worked in government part of his life. Later on in life, he got in political hot water, and he was also blind. And I need to stop there because in many respects, this is the most significant factor of Milton's life that relates to this particular piece from On My Walk today. Milton went blind about halfway through his life, and in his day, that was an intellectual death sentence. I mean, you didn't have Braille, there wasn't Audible like we have today, which is such an incredible tool. It was an intellectual death sentence. So he writes Sonnet on His Blindness, and in it, it's his personal meditation, his personal reflection on what it means to go blind, and God, what in the world am I supposed to do with this? Now, if you're not familiar with a sonnet is a 14-line poem, and we could say more about it, but that's enough. And also, it might be important to understand how he went blind. Most likely, he went blind as a result of a lot of late-night reading and writing on behalf of the government, and that probably contributed to a loss of his sight. So when he writes in the poem, "My light is spent," basically what he's saying is my ability to see is extinguished. And in this poem, he's grappling with, God, how do I serve you in this diminished state? And patience, you're going to hear patience in the poem, which is the fruit of the Spirit called patience, is going to give him an answer. But it's not the answer that he was expecting, perhaps, and probably not the answer that we might expect. So listen to this poem. It's absolutely fascinating.
John Milton, 1608 to 1674. On His Blindness. When I consider how my light is spent, ere half my days in this dark world and wide, and that one talent which is death to hide, lodged with me useless, though my soul more bent to serve therewith my Maker, and present my true account, lest he returning chide. Doth God exact day labor, light denied? I fondly ask. But patience, to prevent that murmur, soon replies, God doth not need either man's work or his own gifts. Who best bear his mild yoke, they serve him best. His state is kingly. Thousands at his bidding speed and post o'er land and ocean without rest. They also serve who only stand and wait.
I want us to get to the last line, those also serve who only stand and wait. But before I do, let me point out a couple of things. Milton says, I have this one talent, and he's referring back to Matthew's gospel and how God distributes talents to people. But Milton says, now I can't even use that talent. And does God expect a day laborer to labor when he can't use the talent he has? And patience comes back and says, hey, the patience being the fruit of the Spirit says, but God doesn't even need your talent, John Milton. But God provides and accepts alternative service to that which can no longer be given. And then he drops that last line in. Those also serve who only stand and wait. And it's as if the fruit of the Spirit, patience, comes along and says, Milton, I want you to consider the fact that God is kingly in his state. And a king has thousands of servants who stand ready to do the king's bidding. And that very standing and being ready to do what the king calls him to do is actually an act of service in itself. And Milton himself has his own aha moment, that even as I stand and wait in my diminished state, that in itself is an act of service if I stand ready, idle if you will, to serve God when he calls. So what Milton comes to the conclusion is, I will wait for God's order and then I will act. And what fascinates me is that the order to write Paradise Lost came in 1674 when Milton was totally blind. And so what do we learn from that? There is virtue in idleness. And how many people have been sidelined? Maybe it's sickness. Maybe it's a job loss. It's some type of inactivity and they're not able to do what they normally would do and they think, what can I do? And Milton reminds us, those also serve who only stand and wait. There's a virtue in idleness when in that idleness, we stand ready to serve God when he calls. Well, that's my thought on my walk. What you do with it, that's for you to work out on your walk through life.